Today being the 27th day of Ramadan, 1441 years after the Hijrah of Nabi al-Karim, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, equivalent to 20 May, 2020 years after the era of Prophet Isa alaihi wasallam, our tafsir from the Faculty of Engineering Mosque, Ahmadiyya University, Zaria, continues from Ayat 58 in Surat Ankabut. Ustaz Abdul Mumin Yakubu will recite the Holy Quran while Professor Abdullah Al-Kane will conduct the tafsir, inshallah. Bismillah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كل نفس ذائقة الموت ثم إلينا ترجعون.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. كل نفس ذائقة الموت ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has encouraged people should go for hijrah, particularly if you are in a place where religion is not, you are not allowed to practice your religion properly. There is another place you can go to in safety and practice your religion there. Allah encourages that one should do that. And if you are afraid that you may die, know this. Kullu nafsin za'ikatul maut. Every soul shall taste death. The one that stayed humiliated, that can't practice his religion, and the one that traveled to a place just because he wants to practice religion properly, all of you will die. And that is not the end of the matter. Thumma ilayna turja'un. Then you will still come back to me, Allah is saying. Here, hijrah, there are two types of hijrah. One hijrah is to physically move yourself and your family from where you are, that is not safe to practice your religion, to another place physically where you can practice your religion in safety. And the other hijrah, al-muhajir, man hajara man naha Allahu anhu, is for you to uproot yourself from a character that you know is bad to a character that is praiseworthy. You used to tell lies. He said, because of Allah, I'm living lies. I'm going to Allah. I will not be telling lies. We used to make obscene moves to people. You stop it. You used to be among those that plot downfall of people. You stop it. All this is another form of hijrah. Stopping kaba'ir specifically. That is zina, killing, telling lies, witchcraftsy, cultism. All these are kaba'ir, that is, they are capital sins in Islam. To abandon them and go to what Allah asks you to go to Allah, so it's also hijrah. So it is important that all of us, if you are involved in any kaba'ir and you are listening to this, resolve your mind that you will leave it. Allah will write it for you that you make hijrah. The Prophet in another place, he said, "Hajiru turis awladikum majdan." Make hijrah and you will make your children to inherit greatness. Today, if a man is known to be good, is known to be respectable in society, not money, but everybody agrees that he has integrity. He has integrity, he doesn't tell lies, and everybody will want to marry from that house. When his children are coming, people will respect him. They said, this children is the children of that man that is such and such. So if you make hijrah, it gives respect, not only to you, even your children, people will respect them. And like we said, jihad is two, hijrah is two. Jihad two, you have jihad al-asgar, jihad al-akbar. And in all, where is it going to take you to? To Allah. But when you, Allah says, kullu nafsin za'ikatul maut, every soul shall taste death, you can decide to die on your own for Allah before even death comes. Or you can wait until the death comes. So death is also of two types. For you to die before death comes is for you to give yourself completely to Allah, where nothing remains of you, but everything is for Allah. At that stage, you have given yourself up. Nothing exists, only Allah exists. That is death before you die. Or you are reborn again. Jesus Christ, alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, none of you shall see the kingdom of God if you are not born twice. You are born by your mother to the world, and you decide that you will die and be born to the kingdom of God, even in this world. And they are the people that, after abandoning kaba'ir, they engage in the farila of Allah. All the obligatories, they are doing it. Then they engage also in voluntary worship, like Allah says in the Holy Hadith, that لا يزال عبدي يتقرب إليه بالنوافل حتى يحبه. My slave servant will not continue to be coming close to me by doing voluntary worship unless I love him. If I love him, فَإِذَا هَبَبْتُهُ كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ, I become his hearing, which is he hears. Which means this servant now has nothing of his own. If he's hearing what Allah is saying, not what you are saying. Even if he's in front of you and you are talking to him, he is listening to Allah, not you. وَبَصْرُهُ الَّذِي يَبْصُرُ بِهِ, and I become his sight with which he sees. This person now, when he is seeing, he is not seeing anything. He is seeing what Allah asks him to see. Even if you are in front of him naked, he is not looking at you. He is looking at Allah. وَيَدْهُ الَّتِي يَبْتِشُ بِهَا, and even if he was to use his hand to strike, it will not strike except what Allah has asked him to strike with. All this, we are being told, is very important because you will die. This world that we are seeing, that people, when you ask them to make hijrah, they find it difficult for them to immigrate. They love this world so much, they want to stay with it. The reason is simple. Satan has already vowed, لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ فَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرُونَ. Satan has said, we will fight these people because of their grandfather. You caused us to leave paradise. Oh Allah, give us permission on them. Allah said, you have my permission, but those who follow you, but those who have faith in me, you don't have anything to do with them. So here Satan came. He said, I have something to sell. Who wants to buy it? The children of Adam looked at him. What have you to sell? He said, the world. I have the world with me to sell. So what is the price? So the price is, give me your religion, then I will sell it to you. The Muslims, they said, no, we can't give you your religion. The non-Muslims and the pagans, they said, no, it's not just religion. Yes, they give religion. So when they give their religion, then Satan will give them part of this world that is with him. So you find out, if you are talking about religion, it's like you're wasting their time. These people, there's nothing they care about. It is the world to its own end. If they are talking to you, is they believe enjoyment is the reason why you have this world. Who will look at them? They want to show that they are the most popular anywhere they stand. They have the best dress anywhere they are. They have the best car anywhere they are. They have the best position anywhere they are. Immediately any of this thing is less, they are not happy. You find them feeling very bad. They go back to Satan again to give more of the trust Allah gives them so that they can get another world from Satan. There are also Muslims that told Satan, look, we cannot give you our religion in place of our place of the world you are going to give us, but we still want something of this world from you. So you still want something of this world from me? He said, yes. And you can't give me a religion? He said, yes. Okay, I'll give you a little bit of this world, but on one condition. You give me something as a mortgage, I will hold it. If at the end you enjoy it, then I hold what you have given me as a mortgage. If at the end you don't enjoy it, bring back my world for me and take what you have mortgaged. So what is it that you want me to mortgage? So mortgage for me your hearing and your sight. This is what Satan will demand. Some will buster. And these are the two great things that Allah has given the children of Adam. خَرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْءٍ وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. The three major things he has given, two of them now, Satan is saying, give to me as a mortgage. That is your hearing and your sight. And they say, oh, is it just as mortgage? He said, yes. You know, when you mortgage something, a property, you are still using it. But the authority, if you go to the court, is for the one that has the certificates in his hand. But you, that you gave it as mortgage, you are still using it. Okay, you can be using it, but give us as mortgage. So they gave Satan as mortgage. So people like that, you see them, some of them are Muslims. But all that they care about is what is the latest. They are competing with a rich man in his cars. They are competing with a rich man in his houses. They are competing with a rich man in his dresses. They are competing with rich men in whatever they see rich people doing, they are doing it. Because in their own case, they have not taken the world to its end, but they have allowed their sight to be glued to these worldly things. Their hearing to be glued to the worldly statements. That all they care about is what the worldly people care about. They will still say they are Salah, they will say all their things, but they want to be seen like the worldly people are seen. They want to measure up to where the worldly people measure up. If you see people like that, know that they are those that have mortgaged their sights and they are hearing to Satan to take a little part of the world. But the moment on a hakam that believe in Allah completely, they will tell Satan, keep your world, we don't want it. They are with Allah. Whatever Allah gives them, alhamdulillah. Whatever he does not give them, alhamdulillah. So this is what we should all bear in mind. We are all going to die. And when you die, you are going to go back to Allah. Whatever you enjoy in this world, my friend, just because you feel it is so important and you went and sought it by force just to enjoy it, when you go back to God, even if you are going to enter paradise, it's going to bring you down. Because in paradise, there are plenty of positions. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ أَكْبَرُ دَرَجَاتٍ وَأَكْبَرُ تَبْدِيلًا. In paradise, there are positions. Today in this world, if you are in government, you are either in level 1, level 2, level 3, up to level 17. Then, something like that. In the hereafter, when they say levels, it's millions. People are in paradise, they are enjoying, but people that are also there enjoying much more than them are there. So let us give ourselves to God, allow ourselves to die when we are still alive, so that nothing remains, but it is the commandment of Allah that remains with us, so that we finally get to the kingdom of God. May Allah make it easy for us.
وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَنُبَوِّئَنَّهُم مِّنَ الْجَنَّةِ غُرَفًا تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا نعم أجر العاملين.
والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لنبوي أنهم من الجنة غرفا تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها نعم أجر العاملين. والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. We have explained to you the importance of jihad, the importance of hijrah. والذين آمنوا, those that believe, not only did they believe, their faith became so strong in it. وعملوا الصالحات. And they went ahead and carried out what we have been encouraging them to do. This is what we'll do for them. لنبوي أنهم. We shall give them an abode. من الجنة. In paradise. Not only do we enter them into the paradise, لنبوي أنهم من الجنة. In paradise, we shall give them another abode in paradise. غرفان. What is this abode? غرفان. Chambers. In light. High sky light in chambers in paradise. تجري من تحتها الأنهار. That underneath it, water will be flowing. It's only for them in paradise. خالدين فيها. There they shall abide forever. نعم أجر العاملين. What a blessed gift for those who did work because of Allah. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one day, he was telling the Sahaba Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with respect to this kind of verses, that even in paradise, there are chambers and mansions that are so high that the way people of the world come and start gazing at star, that's the way people in paradise will be gazing at such mansions. The Sahaba said, oh, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then how can we get there? How can we be able to be people that inherit such chambers? He said, this is reserved for those people. Allazina afshaw salama wa at'amu ta'ama wa allazina afshaw salama wa at'amu ta'ama wa adama siyama wa sallu bil layl wa an-nas niyam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, but these chambers were there for these people that they used to say salam alaikum to everybody they meet. The man arafta wa liman lam ta'arif. The one they know, the one they don't know. They give greeting of peace to everybody. These people, another of their habit is that always they feed everybody they see. Everybody they see, they just feed. These people, another of their quality is that they fast continuously, they don't break their fast. Continuously they are fasting. Another of their quality is that throughout the night they are praying. Everybody is asleep, but throughout the night they are praying. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoa, oh Prophet, who can do this? Nobody can do this. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, let me tell you how to do it. Anytime you meet a person on the road, you say to him, assalamu alaikum. You have done ifsha'u salam. It's like you have said salama to the whole world. So always have your mind clean. When you meet somebody, tell him, assalamu alaikum. Don't hold your mind that this person is this person is not this. Like some people are doing today. You even say salam to them, they don't want to answer you because they have made up their mind what who you are, who you are not, as if they are God. He said, who can feed the whole world? Anytime you are able to provide meal for your wife, for your children, for your dependent in your house, and they eat and they are satisfied, you have provided the whole world. Who can continuously fast, continuously without stopping? Anytime you are able to fast the Ramadan, you have fasted for the whole of your life. And who can say Salat throughout the night? He said, try to observe your Isha in congregation and observe your Salat Subuhi in congregation. If you do this, it's like you have prayed throughout the night. This is how to apply it. So what we are telling people is, try your best. We are in an era where people just take law into their hands because they are in government. Obligatory prayers that are supposed to be said in congregation is now difficult. Even in countries that are keeping the best of this COVID-19 formats that are locked down more than every other person. People are still dying there in thousands. Is it that we are able to do our lockdown better, that people are not dying in our own? Let us be very careful. Because now a lot of people are not able to say their salah in congregation. This is a very serious matter. But everybody should try. Wake your wife up. If you have one child, let him stand by you. If you have two children, let them stay behind you and stay in front. Say your salah, that is Jam'i. So don't allow anybody to tell you that there is no Jam'i. In your house, if there are three or four of you, do your salah in Jam'i. If you are up to 10, do your salah in Jam'i. If you are more than 15,